Hi, dear student.
Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you.
We are talking on unit chapter 4 of tourism marketing. And this chapter deals with tourism demand.
And what are tourism factors, influencing factors on that?
So chapter 4 deals with that tourism factors.
Let's understand tourism demand. The learning objectives of this chapter is focused on understanding the concept of tourism demand. What is the concept of tourism demand? And how we know about various factors that affect the demand for tourism services. So, counting on these two, we will move further. Understanding tourism demand, which factors influence them. Demanding a consumer. Now, beginning from 2000, the industry, tourism industry, has faced multiple threats, both at domestic and international level. And what were those threats? They are referred here as SARS. SARS outbreak, terrorist attack, and the expanding war on terrorism, plus from economic element, the recession, financial meltdown, and tsunami to count on. So various threats that industry has seen. Despite these setbacks, both consumer and travel companies are providing strong support for the industry by exhibiting responsible tourism. So despite all these factors that we just spoke about, be it is SARS, which is health related, or terrorist attack, which disturbed the safety and security of the tourists, or the economic recession linked with the economic path of the tourism growth. Despite all this, the setback to the industry, consumer and travel companies have remained positive, looking forward to the growth and support for the industry. So that showed a responsibility toward this industry. Of course, this is even true in 2019 when there was an outbreak of COVID. Now the industry is recovering from the pandemic. Though in compared to what we spoke earlier, before COVID, the industry bounced back quite fast. Maybe 2 months, 3 months post-tsunami, things came back within a short span of time of 3 to 4 months. Tsunami was hit in December 2014, and by March 2015, the damage control exercise was done. Industry bounced back. And likewise, financial meltdown, recession, terror attack, all these factors showed that the demand for tourism bounced back. And so happened with the pandemic. But the time period was long for pandemic. And we are now seeing the recovery. 2022 is much better than the year 2020. Consumers have become demanding and concerned about themselves and as a tourist as well. So consumer who is a tourist is demanding, asking for more. So demanding customer here, we are looking at the consumer who demands certain thing as his want, as his wish, and not the normal consumer demand as an economic understanding. Showing the interest in social, culture, and environmental issues of the destination they visit. So they demanded that where we are visiting, the socio-economic factor, the cultural factor, the environmental issues of these have to be addressed. How much security they would expect, or what is the social environment of the tourist destination. Consumers started demanding on that. Eagerness to know about the issues, both before they travel and while they are at their destination. So they were eager to know what is happening many countries' external affairs or foreign affairs ministries used to put on their web portal, advising their citizens and consumers traveling out of those countries, advising them to be careful, to be cautious, avoid traveling if not necessary, and so on and so forth. So this was because there was eagerness to know by those citizens of respective country. For example, America used to put on their Ministry of External Affairs a post that would suggest where to go, where avoid going, be cautious in certain destination. All these were linked to the demand from consumer. Looking for the safety aspect along with the cost, whether accessibility and quality of the facilities while planning their travel. So nowadays the traveler, the passenger, the tourist are more careful in planning. They look at what possible weather could be. Is there any hurricane, cyclone forming? Will this area be hit by some avalanche, heavy snowfall, or in tropical region, possibly rainfall, possibly could be a landslide? This was the concern and eagerness of the consumer in tourism industry. And this is still going because more awareness, eagerness to know is important thing that a tourist would like to know. And they learn all about this through social media, through various information portals from their ministries. Especially caution given to specific nationals is always coming in from their respective ministry of that country. Example can be given, like Israel has a standing instruction to its citizen that wherever you travel, have a low profile. Be very low in your approach to tourism products that you are availing. And this is an eagerness and the protection and the safety that is provided to those nationals. And that's a demanding factor. Reason for consumer becoming demanding. We have some reason why the consumers have become so demanding. Diverse needs and expectations resulting in individual preferences. So yes, we all know that tourists are always very much soft target by terror attacks because tourists are not from the place that targeted as a terror attack. So obviously, the tourist also doesn't know how to get away in case of any terror attack in a specific location because he or she is not from there. So individual preferences, I would travel to a destination, no matter if it is expensive, but I would like to be in a safe destination. That's why many such countries who have much beautiful location and the sites and nature, but because of the political disturbances and terror attacks, the traveler have been careful in going to those countries. And this is one of the reasons why consumer has become more demanding. Variety in culture terms of ethnic origin as well as type and range of lifestyle choice. This also plays a role that I'm going to a destination. I don't know what is their ethnic culture. I don't know how they would behave, how they would handle, how they would look at us. You find on various talk shows, various anchors talking to other nationalities. What do you think about us? Like you would see an American asking an Indian, what do you think about American? We talk too much? Do we understand geography? How do you perceive us in your mindset? So these are all demand. People try to understand variety of culture. How would I say yes? How would I say no in respective culture? How would I be taken into that culture if I try to rub my shoulder along with them? What is the ethnic requirement? Like Americans, try to understand very well in advance if they are buying the product through a tour operator, what is the gratuity? what we generally say, tip. What is an expected tip from a foreign tourist? 5%, 10%? If it is added to your costing, in your pricing, will you still need to give a tip? Will they expect me to give a tip or gratuity, what they say in America? All are this demanding factor that various people, various tourists would like to understand very well, especially different ethnic group, different language, different culture, which they haven't seen. Despite being on social media, they would like to know exactly from someone who has a great understanding and knowledge about it. And this is one of the reasons again for asking and demanding. Increasing disposable income enables spending on the leisure activities such as travel and tourism. Now, more funds are with us. We have more disposable income. We can pay for the price. We can buy the product. So ultimately, if you pay for it, now with the awareness created by social media, the consumer, the traveler is more demanding. Education also played a major role, especially in countries which were underdeveloped and now seeing development coming in with the advancement of technology, with the advancement of education, with the advancement of learning, with the advancement of exposure that they have now. So again, that's the reason for being demanding, asking for services as per demand. Also, health awareness. What health awareness has come in, people are careful about it. There are a lot of web portals, specifically something called Titmatic, a division from one of the GDS system, Global Distribution System. It tells you about everything. Only in recent years, we have seen in last 1 year or 2 years that COVID vaccination is required. But different type of vaccines were always there for an international tourist. Say, for example, yellow fever. Yellow fever areas have been identified in the world, and you have to go there with yellow fever vaccine. That's valid for 10 years once you get that injected. Likewise, hepatitis. People going to tropical region, they're advised about malaria, what precaution to be taken. So pandemic learning is in recent time, whereas health awareness requirement from international tourists were always there for health related issues. Like I mentioned about malaria, yellow fever, hepatitis, and other waterborne disease like gastro and cholera. Some countries were advised in this global distribution system partition in reservation to travel agent about thematic. It used to be a print edition by the name TIM. TIM stands for Travel Information Manual. One can put up nationality and search in that book. Used to search in that book. It has gone into and as a software, and you can put in you are so-and-so national, you are traveling to so-and-so country, you have this point as your transit. It will answer you every little thing that now consumer want to know, the traveler want to know. Will I require a transit visa? Would I require a visa for my destination? If I'm transiting some city, will I require a transit visa? Will I require a medical dig? Injection, what they call it, do I need to be, of course, COVID has become now mandatory that you need to have QR code for your vaccine of COVID first and second dose. Many countries started offering booster as well, the third dose. So awareness of health is been there always. In recent years, in past 2 years, we are talking about awareness on COVID. How will I be protected? More awareness has come in the form of asking for travel insurance. A clause has been added by various insurance companies because that's the requirement every country puts forward for any passenger that arrived into their country to be protected for COVID-related issues. So anything, insurance covered up to $10,000 in some country. So that is why consumer has become more demanding. And awareness through media, of course, has grown. And awareness, the media keeps telling you, the moment anything happens, you keep here, you hear about it in a fraction of a minute. Before it can, you used to wait for the news channel to broadcast it. If you miss that, you wait for the newspaper to come in. Now it is at your fingertip. You just push and you get through various YouTube channels, your news channel, social media. Everything comes to it. And this is one of the reasons why consumer has become more demanding. So here, tourism services demand influenced by what? Have a look at this. External and internal factors are mentioned here. External factors have been classified as influencing. Economic scenario would be influencing in creating service demand. If the country is poor, will I be paying more money? Is there official and unofficial exchange rate? Are there beggars around? What is the level of corruption there? Will I be harassed even if there is nothing for me to declare in the custom? So economic scenario is taken care as an external factor. What are the opportunities, threats, demographic change, totally different demographic area you go to? What will that have an impact as an external influencing factor? Climate change, it is a topic that has been discussed for so many years, that climatic change has brought many countries into different scenarios. Landslide is happening, glaciers are melting, more rain, some areas no rain, some areas hit by famine, some areas flooding. All these are climatic change, external factor, and that's why service demand is coming more and more. Non-uniform health regulation in post-COVID period. There is not yet an agreement by all the countries of the world that this is the this is what we would expect an international tourist. Some countries say quarantine, some say 14 days quarantine, some say external quarantine, some say 2 doses, some say 1 dose, some say booster, some say linked to your travel pattern, a card that is accepted by IATA, so many such things. So non-uniform, every country has its own demand. Very recently in September only, Bhutan opened up its international border for travelers. And up till now it was closed. Malaysia opened up very recently in last 2-3 months. Otherwise, it was closed for international travelers, and so on and so forth. A lot of examples can be given as an external factor influencing the tourism service demand. And government policies, regulation, technology, all are external forces that is external factor that influence the demand. And internal factors, geographic, new markets are emerging within the same country, within the same region. So intra-regional travel is being affected. New tourists coming in from new areas which they were never visiting. Like Maldives sees number of Indian tourists going to Maldives in post-COVID area, not only as a traveler, but some were taking there as a stopover transit point, as a quarantine time period before going to their final destination. That was used as a quarantine destination. So new type of tourists came in. Maldives supposed to be a beach destination. And from general perspective, Indians don't travel to any place just purely because of the beaches. But people had to go because they were offering quarantine before you reach the final destination. An Indian tourist possibly will go down to beach for 1 day. Not for 14 days, but that was new tourists who have gone. And likewise, new tourists keep coming anywhere. when Goa started getting Russian tourists, they were called as a new tourist. Now they have become seasoned tourists because the money they spend in their home country to warm them up in the winter, the same money they can spend in Goa and stay for 2 months and have a wonderful holiday. So these are all new tourists, I would say, as adding to the consumer internal factor demanding for services. Consumer attitude also changed. I'm spending money. I'm X country. I'm Y country. My skin is like this. You are different. All that are still practiced, though internationally all these have been put and removed. But yes, you do still have some people who have their attitude towards local host community, the country they visit, they still continue with their attitude. And obviously, the consumer power, the capacity of the consumer to buy, what they can ask for should be delivered. That consumer power is also an internal factor which is emerging. Consumer have realized, I pay for these services, I would need this because I'm a consumer, I'm right. What you are providing to me is not sufficient, I must get more because I'm paying for it. So with this understanding, we took again the economic scenario, understand one by one, which we just spoke, exchange rate influence the price of travel products and services. The current scenario that's going on in our country, for example, our dollar is exceeding 80 rupees. Which 4 or 5 years back, it was around 72, 73. So about almost 10% increase has been seen. And this is influencing on travel because the hotels are costing more. For $1, you are paying approximately 5 to 7 rupees more what you were paying 3 or 4 years back before COVID. So that's an influencing factor. Many currencies of the world are experiencing a downward trend against comparison to other currency. Ruble has gone very strong because ruble, Russia started selling the oil to the world, not in dollar, which they were previously selling it. Now they started selling in ruble, the local currency. So that has influenced the travel costing, pricing, and exchange rate. I spoke in length about the exchange rate that India has experienced. We are suffering because our exchange rate has been disturbed in the last 3 to 4 years drastically. Now we have dollar going at 82 rupees, almost. So exchange rate, you are still paying, say for example, $50 for hotel room. Had it been 70 rupees, you were paying 3,500. But today you are paying 4,000 rupees. The dollar rate of the hotel hasn't changed from 50. It is still 50, but you are paying 4,000, which you were paying 3 or 4 years back. Approximately 3,500. So for one single night, you're paying 500 rupees, and that's an exchange rate fluctuation that is also affecting an economic scenario. Progressive countries showing economic progress may become potential attraction for the tourists. Many countries, for example, African countries, look at India as a developing country, economic growth, advancement in technology, manufacturing practically many things, including aircraft. So they look at our country because they are poor country. They are underdeveloped country. They look at India as one of the country they should visit. So all these are economic scenario that plays a role as an external factor for putting up the demand. Economic scenario we have seen, I've spoken at length onto that. I don't want to repeat on this same slide. Right now, we are talking about dollar approximately 82 rupees. And you can see the fluctuation that has happened. From 2021, it saw a drop of something, 74 rupees, 50 paisa. And now we are talking much, much more than what is shown in the graph. Indian rupee spot price fell to a record low amid broad dollar strength. Once upon a time, the dollar was cheaper than Europe. Europeans were traveling to US for their Christmas shopping because there the tax to the consumer good is minimum. So they were getting better price for their euro if they were buying in US. That's why during the summer, during the Christmas holiday, they were all traveling to America for their shopping spree. So the fall has been positive. External factor, what a falling rupee means. Let's look at that. Technical companies with offshore clients, the fall has been positive for whom? For technological company, for business that export, they are gaining more money. Then foreign tourists visiting India, for them it is benefit because they are getting more Indian rupees with their foreign currency. It is the way other round for domestic Indian nationals traveling abroad. Because they, I gave example, you have to pay more to buy the same product. But foreigners enjoy because they get the benefit of better Indian rate against their currency. But it has been negative. Like we saw the positive for externally, the international tourist company, technological company, business export, you get more subsidies. Negative for us, average citizen facing costlier fuel, electronic, and companies selling locally but import dependent, for them it is negative. Also, those planning to travel overseas for education and vacation are paying more money than they were paying earlier. And then, of course, oil marketing companies, as their cost of borrowing go up. So these are the negative impact of the falling rupee. We are taking into this as an economic scenario, but quite an impact on tourism industry overall. Fuel costing more. Fuel is the main requirement to fly an aircraft. Ultimately, if the fuel costs are high, fare prices, the ticket pricing would be high. So negative, fare prices will go up, passengers have to pay more money, and so on. Now we look at external scenario once again. Depreciating rupee effect as stated by tourism industry sources. Now we are picking up this from tourism industry. Change destination or change duration of the stay. What means? You go to low cost holiday destination, Australia, Europe, America, Canada, Japan, South Korea have become more expensive because of the fluctuation in the currency. So comparatively, people are picking up destination that are comparatively lower with tourist pricing, with respect like Sri Lanka, with Thailand, you talk of Cambodia, Vietnam, people are getting better price. So people have shifted, or instead of 10 days holiday, they have shortened it to 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Otherwise they used to stay 10 days. Then cancellation or rescheduling of holiday plan. This has practically happened. And that's why we still don't have the good number of flight operating to our country from the scheduled airline. Many airlines haven't come back with their normal schedule, which they were putting before COVID-19, simply because people are rescheduling of the holiday plans. Because supply is limited, fares are expensive, they are changing plans. And extra payment to be made now, yes, because of the fluctuation in currency. So all this explained to you, some explanation given to you here by practical example. 20% of our customers have either canceled or rescheduled their holidays abroad. I gave a talk on to that. Another economic scenario is increase in tour package. Obviously, when the rupee falls, then you pay the same dollar cost or maybe 10% appreciation due to the inflation in respective countries. Oil prices have gone up, grain prices have gone up. Ultimately, even the destination where the hotel room was for $200 has now gone to $220. So $20 has an increase, fluctuation in pricing, all turns out to be a big money and additional tour package costs. That includes airfare as well. Increase in staying costs, paying more for the hotel. And because, as I said, even their country has inflation due to oil, due to less production of rice, wheat, cereals. Ultimately, everything in their own country has risen up. So they have also increased their rate. And international travelers are in doldrums whether to take a holiday or not to take holiday, because it's costing more than what they could imagine of. Travel to few destinations, say like to London or to US, it's costing now in lakhs of rupees for just one-way journey. Why? Supply chain is limited, demand is rising, supply, number of flights are less. So that has to be addressed. More flights have to come in for fares to drop, and they don't see this. The industry experts say they don't see this happening before March 2023. Because by that time, the whole scenario of Russia-Ukraine war would be more clear for us to understand. Because there are many things happening in Russia, which from the foreign countries, we cannot think of it. What is going on there? Some of the news we can read, but internally, a lot of such factors are happening, which will increase the cost. Now, opportunities in case of developing economies, for example, India, tourism markets are currently moderate in size, relatively small, but have developed very quickly, responding to rapid economic growth. This is an opportunity that one need to tap and quickly respond to rapid economic growth and benefit. The infrastructure placement, because of the increase in taxes, we are able to meet a lot of infrastructure need demand that exists, which finally will be used by the end users. For example, roads are coming up, national highways are being built, we are talking about more airports. So these are all factors that will, is an opportunity for us also, mainly due to growth in the economy or consumer power with the disposable income, we will have an opportunity to tap more. And as stated above, with the falling rupee, there will be growth in inbound tourism. So we will get more number of tourists. For that also, we need to work on it. We need to offer something just more than visa on arrival or apply visa online. We have to offer something more than that. And that will only bring in more tourists. Because rupee, of course, will give them, but the type of tourists that we were getting, say, for example, businessmen from Bangladesh, Thai travelers, Malaysian coming to India to visit Rameshwaram and other religious temples, especially the Tamilian community from all, they will have to, they will get a better price. But even in their country, the price or the fluctuation has risen. So they may not be benefiting all. We need, it's an opportunity that we need to work, and we need to look at the country whose currencies are strong and those who have not visited, like Western countries, like Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. It's an opportunity for us to tap. It was observed that some travelers were likely to want to take advantage of the positive exchange rate. It was just observed. Nothing much has been noticed. Nothing much has been noticed. We need to tap more of inbound tourists, especially foreign tourists coming from abroad. Travelers may plan to travel countries whose currencies had weakened against the rupee, like South Africa, like Turkey, like Brazil and Mexico. These are the few countries where the economy were also weakened up against dollar. So we need to look at travel to and travel to those countries. But look at these destinations. South Africa, a destination very much far away. We don't have even direct flight to South Africa. We have to go through various transit points. And likewise, Turkey, which lira has dropped drastically, but Turkey also is a 6-hour flight from Mumbai or Delhi. Brazil, more than 20 hours, no direct flight. You have to go via transit somewhere. And Mexico is out of question, for example. The language barrier is there. It's far away, again, like Brazil. It's also part of the Central North America, bordering with US. And their type of tourism is nothing much that could match with our tourist demand. But yes, there is a scope as discussed here. Now, these are emerging destinations for Indian tourists. Few have taken it up, those who could spend more money, those who can't go. But a budget traveler, a leisure traveler, find these destinations quite a distance. But yes, that's an opportunity to tap. What are the threats? We are looking at the SWOT analysis. We saw at the strength which we have. We have seen the weakness. We have seen the opportunity. Now we are looking at threats. Threats are unforeseen. Events like natural disaster, such as cyclone, rain, pandemic, outbreak of any disease. Omicron that broke up. We had the monkeypox. Now animals are going through some type of a disease where they are getting some skin-related issues. So all these are unforeseen events that could happen. And terror attack. Thank God we are not experiencing any terror attack after the attack in Mumbai. Nothing major has happened. But yes, it's a possibility. Sometimes we are advised, for example, the tourists are advised not to visit so-and-so area in India also, for example. And rides which are also on a very low profile these days. Thank God for that. As everyone is aware of the fact that the global travel and tourism industry saw disruption, it has compelled various governments to enforce restriction on travel. The travel industry recovering slowly from the same. This is an observation, but a threat. Further on the threat is COVID pandemic and the war-like situation created by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's not war-like, it's practically a war. Though very recently, when OTM, outbound travel market, that concluded in the second week of September, a big delegation from Russia came in, from Moscow, from St. Petersburg, and other areas. And while speaking to them, they said there is nothing as such. But in recent last week and 10 days onward, lot of negative news is coming up that the country is heading for something very different. That's why more Russians are threatened because of that. So negative impact on the traveling people, some places may become risky to stay and live there. So tourism particularly may be affected due to these factors. So these are the threats. Thank you for listening to me. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you once again.